Harper Audio presents Blackwater Rising by Attica Locke, performed by Dion Graham. If we are blinded by darkness, we are also blinded by light. Annie Dillard. Part 1, Chapter 1, Texas, 1981. The boat is smaller than he imagined, and dingier. Even at night, Jake can tell it needs a paint job. This is not at all what they discussed. The guy on the phone said moonlight cruise, city lights and all that. Jay had pictured something quaint, something with a little romance, like the riverboats on the Pontchartrain in New Orleans, only smaller. But this thing looks like a doctored-up fishing boat at best. It is flat and wide and ugly. A barge, badly overdressed, like a big girl invited to her first and probably last school dance. There are Christmas lights draped over every corner of the thing and strung in a line, framing the cabin door. They're blinking erratically, somewhat desperately, winking at Jay, promising a good time, wanting him to come on in. Jay stays right where he is, staring at the boat's cabin. Four leaning walls covered with a cheap carport material. The whole thing looks like it was slapped together as an afterthought, a sloppy attempt at decorum, like a hat resting precariously on a drunk's head. Jay turns and looks at his wife, who hasn't exactly gotten out of the car yet. The door is open and her feet are on the ground, but Bernie is still sitting in the passenger seat, peeking at her husband through the crack between the door and the Skylark's rusting frame. She peers at her shoes, a pair of navy blue Dr. Scholes, a small luxury she allowed herself somewhere near the end of her 6 month. She looks up from her sandals to the boat teeter-tottering on the water. She is making quick assessments, he knows, weighing her physical condition against the boat's. She glances at her husband again, waiting for an explanation. Jay looks out across the bayou before him. It is little more than a narrow, muddy strip of water flowing some 30 feet below street level. It snakes through the underbelly of the city, starting to the west and going through downtown, all the way out to the ship channel and the port of Houston, where it eventually spills out into the Gulf of Mexico. There's been talk for years about the Bayou City needing a river walk of its own, like the one in San Antonio, but bigger, of course, and therefore better. Countless developers have pitched all kinds of plans for restaurants and shops to line Buffalo Bayou. The city's planning and development department even went so far as to pave a walkway along the part of the bayou that runs through Memorial Park. The paved walkway is as far as the river walk plan ever went, and the walkway ends abruptly here, at Allen's Landing, at the northwest corner of downtown, where Jay is standing now. At night, the area is nearly deserted. There's civilization to the south. Concerts at the Johnson and Lindy Cole Arts Center. Restaurants and bars open near Jones Hall and the Alley Theater. But the view from Allen's Landing is grim. There are thick, unkempt weeds choked up on the banks of the water, crawling up the cement pilings that hold Main Street overhead. And save for a dim, yellow bulb at the foot of a small wooden pier, Allen's Landing is complete blackness. Jay stands beneath his city, staring at the raggedy boat, feeling a knot tighten in his throat, a familiar cinch at the neck, a feeling of always coming up short where his wife is concerned. He feels a sharp stab of anger. The guy on the phone lied to him. The guy on the phone is a liar. It feels good to outsource it, to put it on somebody else. When the truth is, there are 35 open case files on his desk, at least 10 or 12 with court time pending. There wasn't time to plan anything else for Bernie's birthday. And more important, there hasn't been any money. Not for months. He's waiting on a couple of slip and falls to pay big. But until then, there's nothing coming in. When one of his clients, a guy who owes him money for some small-time probate work, Said he had a brother or an uncle or somebody who runs boat tours up and down the bayou. Jay jumped at the chance. He got the whole thing comped. Just like the dinette said he and Bernie eat off of every night. Just like his wife's car, which has been on cement blocks in Petey's garage since April. Jay shakes his head in disgust. Here he is, a working man with a degree, two, in fact. And still he's taking handouts, living secondhand. He feels the anger again, and beneath it, its ugly cousin, shame.